we even as a church have kind of relearned Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine and some of the others who were involved in all this, Alexander Hamilton and some of the others, Aaron Burr, many of the patriots who started our country. We have reinterpreted them even through this secular sense. We as a church look at them different from an aspect of their morality, their sexuality, and even their own religious standpoint. Many people have been deceived to think that everyone who started this nation was a Christian, and that all they wanted was a Christian nation. And that was not it at all. They wanted a nation where religion could be practiced freely in any state, in any way, and in any condition. But that did not make it a Christian nation. And we must understand these kind of things. And these are the things that have been filtered in through our interpretation now of who we are as a political state and who we are as a church within that political state. George Washington's lifestyle is now even questioned, and George Washington is being accused of dying of syphilis and other venereal diseases that would have been caused by interactive immorality. And so we have a different picture of George Washington, a guy who married a lady for her money because she was a widow, and she was a wealthy widow, and he had financial problems, even as his own diaries dictate to us. So we see him from a different light than the founding father of our nation, who was a morally sound Presbyterian. And these whole issues come into focus and filter into the church through the secular educational wings of postmodern reality. Now, it's not only affected our history as a nation, but it has also affected our ability to understand who we are in the sense of our faith. And so we look at various people who have a historical contribution to who we are as Christians, who were spiritual, godly men. And their lives are distorted. For instance, St. Augustine. St. Augustine was known in the 4th and 5th century for his great contribution to theological efforts and how he penned many articles that have contributed to and even held fast today in a lot of our doctrine and in a lot of our theology. St. Augustine is primarily dictated or is primarily portrayed to us as a sexual libertine because he lived a very open, free sexual life before he came to Christ. And little is known about his conversion from that point, and even because of his history, he is condemned in his theological dissertations. And while he confesses all of this very openly, he does announce and proclaim the change in his morality that God has made through his relationship with Jesus Christ. But the emphasis in the postmodern educational wing is that St. Augustine was basically a sexual libertine. Martin Luther, the gentleman who founded basically the Protestant movement, or at least made the initial efforts of that. We know there were other reformers before him, but they were done away with very quickly and very discreetly. But Martin Luther was the big impact person of the Reformation, and of course a German in 1517. Who started it out by tacking his thesis to the church door against the Roman Church and against the Papal Father. Martin Luther is always referred to as a rebel. He's referred to as someone who was rebellious.